New York City officials expressed frustration on Sunday, December 1st, over a fresh report published on Sunday, November 30th, by the New York Post that revealed new numbers from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Post reported that nearly 60,000 undocumented immigrants with criminal records or pending criminal charges are out and about in New York City, and around $670,000 are on the streets throughout the nation. The federal data shows more than 1,000 migrants with criminal histories in New York City are reportedly suspected or known gang members. Republicans point blame at federal and local Democratic leaders as more than 223,000 migrants have entered the Big Apple since 2022. The GOP claims that taxpayer-funded housing, food, and health care programs have lured not only migrants but foreign criminals as well. Some lawmakers are demanding action. Republican New York Representative Mike Lawler told the Post that Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul must immediately end the state of New York's sanctuary status and work with ICE to round up undocumented immigrants with criminal records. Hochul responded by vowing to continue to protect law-abiding immigrants while ensuring violent criminals are held accountable. Democratic New York City Mayor Eric Adams has repeatedly pushed for sanctuary rules to be eased so that suspected criminal migrants can be arrested by federal authorities. However, Adams argues that his hands are tied because of a Bill de Blasio-era law that reportedly bars local law enforcement from working with federal immigration investigations.